Yeah, we are going to drop a line now and talk to Jeff Kramer about the world of fishing and get up to date and hopefully find where you can get one biting as well. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Sideline View.
How are you going, Robbo?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you. Okay, so plenty going on. First up, tell us about how the Gold Tag Fishing Comp's going.
Yeah, look, this is still open right until the end of this year, and there's still, you know, 950-odd tag fish swimming around, a lot of them in waters in central Victoria, Upper Colobin, Kankara and Tullaroop, Lauriston, Malmesbury, etc. But there's been none reported caught recently. So if you're at any of those places and you catch a fish, just check on the top and see if there's not a little bit of yellow plastic sticking out of the top. It's just like a bit of plastic fibre, but it's got important information printed on it. Mm-hmm. And it could be worth either $10,000 or $2,000. So always check.
What happens if you go home, eat it, and you've gutted it and you've cut it up, and then you happen to just have the little top bit of the fin between your two fingers?
Yeah, well, I'd still keep the tag and ring up and just find out.
Might be the added bonus. Have a good tea, with it as well. Huh?
Yeah. You don't have to return it, but it's best to take a photo of the fish and then with the tag attached, and then keep the tag, and the phone number is on it to ring.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that makes it easy. Well, fingers crossed and good luck for those. Now, restocking fish, like we're talking some amazing figures that have been done by Fisheries.
Yeah, Fisheries Victoria have broken the Australian record for stocking over 10 million fish in the last stocking season. And that was made up of mostly of native fish that are very small when they're stocked and salmonids, which make up best part of 2 million of them. And this has broken all previous records. So we're very lucky. There's plenty of water around and plenty of fish at the moment. And each year we review that program to make sure we've got the right fish in the right locations. And this week we discussed some of the proposals, and one was to put river blackfish into the Yarrawee Creek, which becomes the Lee River and then the Barwon River. It runs right through the centre of Ballarat, and that's been approved. So these blackfish, they're a native fish, and you get them in northern waters. Some people call them slimy. So that's a very good project, a real great initiative. So let's hope it all works out fine, because there's only about one bloke that knows how to propagate these fish. So
yeah,
hopefully he keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, that's good. Great. Now, the Kurdish River, there's been issues there with lack of oxygen for some of the fish, which I need to a non-fisherman sounds funny, because we didn't think fish needed oxygen, but I guess they do in the water, don't they?
Yeah, they extract it with their gills in the water, and when there's a big algal bloom, quite often fish will die or show distress. You'll see them swimming up the top. But in the case of the Kurdish, it's being investigated because there was about 30 cattle died as well, so a real disaster. And authorities are still investigating. However, the Victorian Fisheries have got on the front foot and have offered up to stock with about 5,000 or more estuary perch when the water clears up. No point putting them in yet until it all sort of comes clear. And it's just a real disaster because if left alone and with no assistance, it could take 10 years for that to recover from this environmental disaster.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm. Now, a fishing forum coming up in Ballarat, what's on the agenda for that?
Well, that's been one that's been on again, off again, et cetera, because of COVID, but it's a fishing and boating forum, and it's run by the Victorian Fisheries Authority and Boating Victoria, and it'll be held in Ballarat next Thursday, May the 12th, 7:30 at the Ballarat Fly Fishers Club at Lake Wenderee. And there'll be presentations from senior fisheries officers as well as officers from State Boating Victoria. So they'll talk about stocking plans, regulations, access issues and boat safety and all that sort of stuff. So if you get the opportunity, go to the Victorian Fisheries Authority website and book a seat. They do want to know numbers there. So Yeah. And it should be a good night. They usually bring along a little, well, a batch of promotional products, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Fishing bags, etc.
But, yeah, as you say, book online. Don't just roll up on the night.
Yeah, you could roll up, but whether they let you in or not, I don't know. So yeah. Better to book if you can.
All right. Well, Jeff, before you leave us, the big question, where can we get a bite?
Oh, look, some big brand trout caught at Newlyn this recent week. Good redfin still coming out of Tullaroop. If you're not catching them in one spot, shift to another. Murrumbull Reservoir, redfin and trout out there. And Wenderoo's been going very well. I've seen plenty of boats there. Pretty cool out there this past week with the rain, etc., but not too bad. If you want to travel a little bit, Lake Purrumbete, Lake Fines and Belfield down towards the Grampians, they're good waters. And some really nice golden perch coming out of Cancurran Reservoir. That's a great spot to go. And the Murray River's fishing pretty well, but there's a bit of a rise coming down because they're dropping water out of Lake Mulwala to reduce the aquatic weed. So if you're planning to go to Lake Mulwala, you might need to replan, let's say. Check out the levels before you go because they'll drop at least 6 feet out of it so that it exposes all the weed and helps it to die off and clear up a bit.
Okay. All righty. Well, as I mentioned earlier when I was talking about this segment, sort of weather I'd prefer to be sitting in a restaurant eating fish rather than out trying to catch the little buggers. But
I'm a bit the same, I think.
But to all the hardy fishermen, we say good on you and good luck. And, Jeff, thanks very much for chatting to us today.
No worries, Robert. Great to catch up.
Yeah, you too, mate. Jeff Cramer looking at fishing on the Sideline View.